Hey guys, what is up? So Lachie Stewart here, and thanks so much for tuning in to learn a little bit more about, you know, today we're discussing belief systems, or really how you can understand your belief systems and then utilize your current beliefs, whether you want to continue using them if they're empowering you, or then replace them for ones that will empower you if they're not currently. So, you know, what are beliefs? And this is something that I never really understood, and it's why I had a lot of arguments with people throughout the younger days, because before I understood that everyone has different values and beliefs, I always thought that my own belief system was the best one. And it wasn't until a few years ago when I first heard the quote that was, first seek to understand before being understood. Now, what that really struck a chord with me was really understanding, okay, if I'm having all these arguments with people, I've really got to understand their point of view to see what past experiences they've had that have led them to believe whatever it is, you know, that we're discussing, right? And I don't know if you've had similar conversations, or if you're someone who loves a good argument, or you just don't get why people do things, right? And at the end of the day, it just comes back down to belief system. So now that, just from this intro, you've now got awareness that people do believe different things, right? People do value different things. You can now breathe out. You go, that's cool. So there's always going to be two sides of the coin, okay? So no matter what you believe in, there are going to be people who are like, hell yeah, I believe the exact same thing, and you're going to be like, I love you. And then there are going to be people who are like, what the hell are you thinking? Right? People who completely disagree with you, okay? And you're going to be like, I don't like that person so much. And then there are going to be people on the fence who clearly just don't care, all right? Now, everyone is entitled to their own belief, okay? And what it really comes back to, it's, you know, not so much the events of our lives that shape us, okay? But more so our beliefs as to what these events mean, right? Now, I heard a story, I was actually reading a story in one of Tony Robbins' books a while ago now, and I'm not going to go word for word because I can't remember it 100%, but it was more so this dad who was a criminal. He had two children, right? And the short story is, when both children grew up, they were two completely different people. Now, when interviewed and asked the question, or how could you turn out like this? Their question was, or how could I not? So they were both raised by the same father who was an alcoholic, a bad person, ended up in jail. Yet one grew up and ended up with a family, young children, super successful. And the other one ended up exactly the same as his father. So, you know, a criminal, ended up in and out of jail. So see how they say, well, how could I not? It's really the event that happened was their dad was this, and their belief around what that meant to them helped them shape two completely different lives. Now, what I want you guys to start thinking, and grab a pen and paper if you've got one, and I want you to start thinking about and answering these questions for yourself as we go through. The first one being, what are our beliefs designed for? Okay, and to me, it's just like our beliefs are designed to really help us have awareness around what is going to bring us pain, okay, and what is going to bring us pleasure. So even though many of us have had similar events, we all have different beliefs on the outcome of that event. You know, and our personal experience would be, for me, with alcohol, whenever I think of going out and socializing and having a good time, the belief for me is that if I have too many drinks, it's going to bring more pain back into my life because of past experiences. Whereas for someone else who has a lot of great experiences when they're drinking and socializing and has a lot of fun, they're automatically going to think, oh, this is going to bring a heap more pleasure into my life. So do you see how the same event can then stimulate different things based off of past experiences? There's no right or wrong. It's just what your past experiences lead you to believe. Okay, so I want you to think about what a few of your beliefs have been designed for. And you can really write down a few areas, okay, or a few key areas. You know, for myself, it's like, or in moving forward to becoming a better human being for myself, areas that I want to grow in, you know, is, for me, it's understanding what my belief is around failure. I think a lot of people are really scared around failure, so therefore they don't take risks in order to grow. Okay, money. Most people have grown up thinking that money's bad. All money does for me is really it helps magnify who you are. So if you're a prick or a selfish person, it's going to allow you to magnify that. If you're a generous person, it's going to allow you to be more generous, right? Now, what other areas, you know, might be, what's your opinion on spirituality, health? You know, someone may have, and this is an example, may have died having a heart attack during running. So some people may have a pain point established with exercise, whereas other people know, hey, I need to run for my well-being, my overall mindset and physical health. Okay, so start asking yourselves what they're around nutrition, you know, what is your diet like, money, failure, personal development, relationships. Okay, all areas that are important to you, start understanding what your beliefs are around them and are they empowering and disempowering. So write them down, okay, and then next to them write, are they disempowering or empowering? Now, see, the challenge with beliefs is that they can become limitations for future decisions about who you are and what you're capable of, right? So if you have a belief, and I had a belief in my past where I was a womanizer, and I was a guy who just all I did was live for the weekend, drink, and I know a lot of people can relate because I speak to a lot of people. But the belief is I always had that feeling inside that I could be more, do more, and have more. But subconsciously, the belief was so attracted to pain that I was just a scumbag. That's all I ever was. I was never going to be any better than that. Okay, so because of that belief I had at that time in my life, the limitations of what I was capable of were very minimal. Does that make sense? So if you're playing small and you're not achieving what you want out of life, you really need to then have a look at the beliefs you have around yourself and what you're capable of and who you are as a person. Because if they're not at the expectations, the standards that you need them to be at to achieve the lifestyle or the impact or the influence that you need to address them and see what part of your self-belief is letting you down, okay? Because most beliefs aren't specific. They're generally, or they're generalizations, right, about our past based on interpretations of pain or pleasure, right? So if, and I've used this example before, if I believe I'm stupid, you got to ask yourself, what's the evidence backing that up, okay? Is it because, you know, for example, I was brilliant at maths and PE, but I struggled with science and English. So as a result of that, did I label myself overall that I'm stupid, or was it just specifically to those two subjects that I struggled? Does that make sense? So a lot of our beliefs, and if you have these broad beliefs, ask yourself, are they generalizations or where's the evidence to back it up? Okay, so start thinking about that, guys, and I really want you to create that awareness around it, okay? And start depicting who you are, what your beliefs are, what areas you need to have empowering beliefs, okay? Because beliefs have the ability to, you know, or the power to create or destroy opportunities, relationships, anything in your life. They really, really do. Okay, because they can lead to arguments, they can lead to you saying yes or no. They really should guide a lot of your decisions, right? So it really comes back to understanding the feeling of certainty you have around a particular belief. So guys, when we go back to understanding your belief systems, it all becomes simple as you've watched this video, but what has to be done is the work. You need to ask yourself, what have your personal beliefs been designed for? You need to identify a few key areas for yourself that, you know, you need to understand why the beliefs are there. Are they empowering or disempowering? Okay. And you need to understand if they're setting limitations on who you are and who you can become. Because if they are, and you have higher standards set for yourself, we need to build strategies and have breakthroughs in those areas so that you can become who you want to become. Okay. So if they're disempowering, they obviously have the power to destroy you or destroy the outcome that you're after. Okay, so I hope that gives you guys a better understanding of your belief systems. If you do want to have more of a chat about it, obviously you can find me on Instagram at Lachlan Stuart, L-A-C-H-L-A-N-S-T-U-A-R-T, or you can email me at lachlanstewart0291@gmail.com, and we can have a chat because obviously everyone is individual and unique. So this is a broad chat. Message me and let me know you've, you know, watched this recording or you've listened to the podcast and you'd love to have a further chat about it. It's fine. So I'd love to really help you guys understand more about your own personal belief system so that you can have that breakthrough. Thanks, guys. Look forward to chatting in the future and enjoy the next video or podcast.